Matt, I imagine there's some level of familiarity when it comes to dealing with someone like Wes Welker going forward this week. What are some of the things that you're taking away from seeing him on film as a member of the Denver Broncos?
I mean, certainly, you know, when you see the film, Wes obviously is very productive, you know, in their offense and the system, where obviously, you know, Peyton Manning does a great job of running the offense, running the system, and getting the ball around to all the receivers. But certainly see Wes do the things that he does well, be able to use his quickness and get open on the shorter and intermediate routes. And also seen him push the field vertical also, you know, get downfield and see some balls that have been thrown downfield to him also. So all the good things that he does, you know, he appears to still be doing and doing them at a very high level. So certainly is a huge challenge for us to get a player like that when they get him in the slot and be able to try to take advantage of, you know, whatever coverages you're playing against them and allow him to really use some of his quickness to work off leverage and just try to get open.
Bill has said this on a couple of different occasions, and I imagine it holds true for this week as well. How much can you go back? Obviously, he's now put in a full year plus in the Denver system, but can you even go back and look at some of the stuff that Peyton was doing in Indianapolis when you're talking about film study this week?
Well, I think, you know, I think their offense is the offense. I think they do a great job of running the system, so I think certainly you're going to look at all different avenues that, you know, they've encompassed within that system, whether it's Denver or Indianapolis, whatever the case may be. I think, you know, they're just doing a great job, obviously. You know, Adam Gase, the offensive coordinator working with Peyton out there, and you know, has just done a great job of really giving you a variety of different looks. So a little bit different than maybe I would say the Indianapolis program, where formationing and motions and different, you know, adjustments and looks coming out of their offense. So I would say it has a little bit of a different look from that standpoint. But certainly, you know, obviously their players are doing a great job, you know, from the running backs, and, you know, Marino doing an excellent job in the run game protection and, you know, being able to handle the system. And then obviously Thomas and Decker and Welker, and then obviously the tight end too, who, you know, Thomas is doing a great job, you know, handling the system and pushing the ball vertical downfield. So I think they're really, you know, playing extremely well, and, you know, has a big challenge in store for us this week.
Matt, Cam Newton last night had runs of 24, 15, and 14 yards on third down. What are your thoughts on those plays?
Well, I mean, certainly, but, you know, we go back and try to evaluate those, take a look at them. Certainly, there's things that we got to do better, you know, both coaching and playing, and I obviously got to do a better job of, you know, making sure we have everything handled and you know, so that the quarterback, no matter what quarterback it is, you know, can't get out and get those extra yardage on those critical situations. So it's certainly something we gotta try to improve on. That's obviously, you know, we're not going to be happy about those plays. We gotta play them better.
Based on your understanding of the rule book, could defensive holding have been called on that last play last night?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really right now kind of turning the page, working on Denver. I don't, other side of the ball. I let the officials do the officiating. That's not my job. My job is just to push the players and try to do better at what we're doing defensively. And certainly, obviously, we got some improving to do.
And Matt, you've seen a lot of Peyton Manning through the years, but I'm curious in particular about Manning as a Bronco. Any differences this year in the way he's throwing the ball compared to last year?
I mean, certainly, I just think, obviously, I think Peyton Manning just gets better every year. I mean, I think this is an extremely good, competitive, and, you know, disciplined, very smart, studies the game extremely well, and does an excellent job preparing week in, week out for his opponent. So I think he just gets better every year. I think, you know, he makes smart decisions with the football, whether he's, you know, whether he throws the ball downfield, short, intermediate, whatever it is, I think he just understands what the defense is, what coverage he's getting, and puts the ball where he needs to put it. And I think that's what they've obviously done a great job of all year, whether, you know, passing yards per game, total yards, points. I mean, obviously they're tops in the league. So I think he's doing an excellent job.
And as a follow-up, what were the keys in your mind against Kansas City to prevent the Chiefs from getting to him. It was a combination of performance by offensive line as well as him getting the ball out quickly. What did you see in that game on Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, I think you pretty much said it right there. Their offensive line is, you know, obviously doing a good job of keeping everybody away from movement. And Payton does an extremely good job of getting rid of the ball, understanding pressure, understanding rush, understanding coverage, you know, where to go with the ball very quickly. And that's, you know, he's really done his whole career. And he moves extremely well in the pocket. I mean, you know, he may not be a scrambling quarterback, but he has good mobility within the pocket to slide ball in open space to get the ball released, you know, before he gets hit and get it out of his hands. So just a very, very experienced, extremely good quarterback.